762, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287 was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Well, scap bappa doo up a wham bam boom. Here we are. Look what's after happening. Come on in.
Yes, indeed. We're all feeling a bit tutti-frutti today.
We are. We have just seen the musical Grease 5. Mm-hmm. And we've just been singing all those hits the whole way back home.
Yes, some of the farmers in the town, well, outside the town really, have just, they've come together and they've put on the musical Grease 5.
That's it. Once a year, they lumber in. Mm-hmm. Out of the fog.
They've been working on it year round.
Yeah.
And they come in and everyone's all a tizzy about what are the farmers going to sing to us this year.
We never know because they don't advertise. We just know that at some stage during the summer, they'll come in out of the fog.
When a fog rolls in, people are like, oh, it might be the farmers now.
Might be. So we're always excited. We get all dressed up as soon as there's a fog in town or outside of town. We all put on our finery. So we're dressed for a night out at a show.
Yes, you searched for the word there, but that's generally what people use to describe it. Sometimes people call it something else, but generally we've kind of settled on a show. That's what it is.
I was going to say opera, but I don't think it's fair to call some of them have
been
operas.
Some of them have been operas. There was the Magic Flute too.
Check out this Piccolo Diccolo. There was Swan Pond.
Yeah.
That was quite
environmentally focused.
Yeah, big on sustainability.
Now we're saying we're talking about the operas that they've done. Swan Pond, of course, is a ballet, but they did it as an opera. Swan Lake is a ballet. Swan Pond was an opera. They got about 10 minutes in before people were like, where's the dancing, lads?
Yeah.
Come on. And they had to kind of cobble something together on the spot.
They did. They did a little bit of an improvised dance. Ballet adjacent, I think it's fair to say. Farmer Tubber rolled his ankle. Mm-hmm. And
On purpose.
On purpose. It was kind of his party trick.
It's like he was trying to get out of fighting in the Second World War. They were like, you better do some ballet. He was like, oh, I've rolled my ankle.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah, he did. And look, he does this regularly. You know, he does it to sort of entertain the kids at the local fair.
Yeah.
It's very much his party trick.
His ankle is like a beach ball.
Oh, it's huge.
It's just so swollen.
Huge. Full of fluid.
Yeah.
When he walks around, it's quite jarring to hear the crunching that happens. Because it is like every time he takes a step, it's as though he's stepping through a bowl of cereal or something. It's just kind of a crunchy texture.
Yes.
And it's very high-pitched. Do you know, like it'll travel. That sound travels.
That's the first thing you hear coming out of the fog.
Just, is someone next door eating... Fruit Loops? No.
It's Father Tubber.
That's Father Tubber on his way
farmers.
In. Yeah.
Father Tubber? Farmer Tubber.
He's there.
He has been ordained.
Yeah. He's the closest thing they have to a priest out in the fields.
Yeah.
You know, so he's in charge of anytime they have to do a last rites, Farmer Tubber becomes Father Tubber.
They will try and get a priest out there.
Yeah, they will, of course.
On the way out, they'll usually just, you know, sidle up to one of the priests and be like, Do you want to head back with us now?
Come on, you will.
What are you up to?
Yeah, you're not too late.
Are you heading on?
We've got a lovely bunk out there for you.
Yeah.
They've
in the middle of a field.
In the middle of a field. If you come out, we will build a roof for you. You know, they're not asking you to live in discomfort.
Yeah. Both of them, yeah. Uncomfort is, well, it's one of those big houses which has a name, you know? Uncomfort is, so it is an awful place.
Oh, yeah.
It was a B&B for quite a few years.
It was.
Uncomfort Lodge.
Uncomfort Lodge. That was the site of the ballroom cave-in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in such a bad state, no one knew anything had happened.
Yeah.
Do you know, the ballroom caved in and everyone was just like, well, I mean, this is just classic.
Yeah.
Uncomfort, I guess.
It was like an off-road dance anyway.
The hole was there
and the floorboards were so bockety.
Oh,
it was like
sure.
Crash Bandicoot.
It was like Crash Bandicoot, exactly.
Yeah.
Because you could never see what was in front of you. You could only see what was behind you.
Yeah.
And you'd have to jump over holes.
Is that what happened in Crash Bandicoot?
You were always, if you were getting chased, you were always running at the screen, like directly towards the viewer. And you could only see the hole as it appeared in front of you. And you jump over it.
I think I'm thinking of something else, but I will never be able to remember what it's called. Where you're driving around in a cart over like...
Certainly not Crash Bandicoot. Oh, you think about Donkey Kong?
No. It was a far less popular game that would be played by someone... who didn't have like
the big console.
No, it wasn't a console. An Amiga 520 or whatever it was.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah, so just off brand games.
Yeah.
Road Puncher.
Yeah.
Doppler the Vole Man.
Oh, great stuff.
Yeah.
Some fantastic titles the Omega had. It really did. Doppler the Vole Man.
Doppler the Vole Man,
yeah. Was that
their
answer to Mario? Or to Sonic
the Hedgehog. Yeah, that's where I was trying to go with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Grease 5. Favourite song from Grease 5?
Probably I have the Regrets. Yeah, that was after a particularly like milk heavy meal. Do you remember in the kind of second half?
Oh yeah. So Grease 1 takes place in the 1950s with are they a biker gang? Do they have bikes or are they just greasers?
They're just greasers. They have cars
and the pink ladies.
Yeah,
and then Grease 2. I don't
pink
know.
Pink ladies and greasers again. I think.
Oh yeah, is it the same?
I think it's the same.
I have no idea. Michelle Pfeiffer and some fella.
Then the third one. The Wampos?
Mm-hmm. Wampums.
The Wampums.
Star Wars, I think.
Yes, yeah. And the Splorgs. Yeah. And so they're the kind of two gangs from that, I guess.
Yeah.
Then there's the Geeks and the Athletes from Grease 4.
Mm.
And it was ill-defined.
It was ill-defined, but certainly, you know, there was a hint of sheep-based love in there.
Yeah, the shepherds seemed focused.
Yeah, there was a lot of, well, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't date her, man. She's a sheep.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And then the reason
was. A lot of, like, describing the female character, well, she's very sheepish and kind of a heavy wink towards the crowd.
Yeah. She's very woolly.
Mm-hmm. In her views.
Yes.
Yeah.
She cares about you.
Yeah.
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 She's as gentle as a lamb.
Yeah.
All those things. Yeah. It was, well, look, they wrote it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very
impressive,
good.
Impressive, yeah.
Very impressive. They had the year to work on it, to be fair, but it's not easy going because they have to keep the farms going.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Kind of keep them going.
Niall is really coming along with his xylophone that's made out of a combine harvester.
Engine,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say the tines that come out the front, but no, it was the engine.
The tines out the front.
Everyone was saying it. Would you look at them? They look like a xylophone already, Niall. What are you doing with the engine? Leave the engine. These bits are like long bits of metal.
Yeah, and I respect him for that because he stuck to his guns because the first couple of years...
Oh, fucking, he won't let go of those guns.
Not a chance. I'm pretty sure he is stuck to those guns. Yeah. I'm pretty... Because he uses them as the drumsticks.
Instead of the mallets, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just firing shots at his engine and people have to sing along with that. Grease lightning.
Ba-ding!
Yeah. Find the key.
Yeah, and it's an impressive skill, to be fair, because he's starting to get a bit of a rhythm in there as well. He's kind of playing.
Starting to get a rhythm, yeah.
He's not there yet. No. It's not easy.
Give it a few more years.
There are one shots, so he has to reload between each shot as well.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's not an easy job.
It's not a pump action.
It's not a pump action. There's no barrel, you know.
There's no barrel.
What are those called? No, there's a.
I think that's just a catapult. What do you get without a barrel? No,
what's the
rifling?
No. Where you have six in it and it turns the chamber.
Oh sure, yeah, yeah.
Is that what it is? Chambers, rotating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they're one shots. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But look, he's doing very well. And Dolores was back this year after her transplant, after her vocal cord transplant.
Yes. She's managed to get Donna Summer's vocal cords implanted in her.
Yeah. They weren't, I'm assuming, they didn't keep them in like a hermetically sealed lab or something because they sounded pretty rough.
Yeah. People kept chanting for I Feel Love. But when she eventually did sing that, it was mostly a gargling sound.
The gargling, and then she hawked up a bit of blood and
yeah.
She fainted.
And that was a round of applause.
But fair
play. She wasn't conscious for the round of applause. You know, that was kind of the shame.
But the photos really will show she was there. You know,
well, that's how she lives her life. Is she doesn't remember much. She's just like, is there any photos? Because I don't remember being there.
I don't remember. I passed out again. Yeah. So that's always a great treat to hear who Dolores has replaced her vocal cords with. Donna Summer this year.
Donna Summer this year. Well, that's the intro. That's probably loads. It's like. Yeah, it's 13 minutes. We should probably give people an update on...
our campaign.
Our campaign.
Yeah.
Bad news. We have made it to number 3, but there has been an extreme backlash.
There has, yeah. We have been dragged in front of the Oireachtas.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent the whole week last week. I don't know if you heard it. I think it might have been pushed because of other things in the news. Spent the whole week last week getting questioned about, well, it turns out that not all of our listens were authentic.
Yes.
And that we may have, or allegedly.
Somebody, maybe us,
maybe others,
farmed out the listens to one of the listening farms in China.
Yeah.
They have them there and they're very convenient. You just get a whole bunch of Chinese people don't understand a word of English to listen to the episodes. And you're like, well, people have been listening to
it. The listens have gone up. And and this is our official stance, we don't know that they're not fans. They might be fans.
Oh, they probably love it.
They probably
love it.
It's
just a noise to them, but they probably love it.
Listen, I will say I listen to a lot of things that are just noise.
Yeah.
Do you know? I listen to, you've heard of white noise. I listen to exclusively brown noise. And
that's not like the brown note.
Brown note is the one that like affects your...
Yeah, you shit yourself.
Ah, yeah, no, I do. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. So listen to exclusively the brown note.
Well, if I'm listening to something, if I'm sticking something, the only thing I have on my iPod is the brown note.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unknown artist.
unknown album.
The brown note.
5 stars. Yeah. The brown note.
Yeah. I wonder why every time you leave the studio, you have to come back in like 2 minutes later. Be like, actually, do you know, I've forgotten something.
Yeah.
I just need to use the loo quickly.
Just very quickly. I'm going to take the headphones in if you don't mind.
Yeah. Well, you leave, you stick the headphones in to walk home, and then you're back.
Yeah, I'm not following, but absolutely. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're in the Oireachtas because of the controversy. And as soon as we went in, like pretty much stepped through the door, bing, bing, there goes the text. Renault are interested.
Yeah.
They want on board.
Yeah. Which is fantastic news for us. Now they're out of cars. We don't have a lot of cars. But I didn't realise that Renault make bicycles.
They do make bicycles. So they were like, listen, if you can plug the bikes during your testimony in the Oireachtas committee, that'd really be great.
Because people don't know about them.
People don't know about their bikes.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's glued to this Oireachtas stuff far more than any show where people are trying to get their Renault cars into the shot for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any sort of any serialized drama where people are pulling up, we need that shot outside of an office or something. Hmm. Now, we know what they're doing. Yeah. That is clearly product placement. Whereas we're talking about some of the bikes.
Some of the bikes. That just being there with us as we happen to be sitting on bikes. And we were like, well,
I'm bringing them in.
Yeah.
I'm bringing this in.
I mean, we gave the car a damn good try.
We did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know there's steps up to the Oireachtas?
Mm.
Yeah.
Big steps.
Big steps. And not the kind of steps that you think, no, you could give this a go. No, no, no. Chunky stone steps.
And not a very wide disabled access ramp.
No, 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 no.
Not wide enough.
Not wide enough, it transpires.
Yeah.
Wide enough for one half of the car.
Oh, yeah. So we just kind of did a Dukes of Hazzard.
We took a run at it.
We took a run at it, and then we're up on one wheel for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once around the car park and crashed through the gates.
Yeah, we got up very early on the one wheel, or the two wheels. Yeah. We were nowhere near the ramp.
Oh, yeah, 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 you know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, right, I see. Yeah, 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 yeah. I thought the ramp put us up on the two wheels, but you're saying we got up on two wheels so that we could use the other two wheels to go up the ramp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the second attempt.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate you sticking with us. I know we set a deadline of 10 weeks.
We are the number one podcast in Ireland.
Yeah, but we got a little bit sidetracked, obviously, because of the involvement of the government.
Yeah.
But has that helped our numbers, being on Oireachtas TV?
Yes. I mean, if we count the Oireachtas views as part of our listenership, because we did try and get some of the podcast in there, we just started presenting it.
We did.
From the
Oireachtas. They were livid. Yeah. We were in contempt of meeting.
Yeah, in contempt of meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Imelda Munster, she was having none of us.
No, she was furious.
She really was. She really was. I think her past, she may have been a history teacher, or maybe her dad was a history teacher.
Yeah, angry people.
Well, no, not that. Just I think she thought that we were taking the piss and we're not as enthusiastic or...
What are you talking about? Listen to all the other... I mean, we've...
Come on.
We've made so many episodes all about history, Imelda.
All about history, yeah.
Yeah. You should be on board with us.
Yeah. And so we invited her on, so hopefully she'll be...
Yeah, hopefully she'll be on towards the end of the episode.
Yeah, so that's the middle bit. And now for the outro.
we better get on to our topic this week.
Oh, we should get on to our topic. Sorry, yeah. This week we're talking about something that you may not have heard of.
Mm.
But you
definitely
very,
have felt its effects.
Absolutely. One way or the other. Mm. And it is, of course, the moving of the equator.
Did you know that the equator isn't where it always was?
And it isn't always where you think it is.
Yes. Next time you're looking at a map, just look at that equator and wonder, what would it be like if instead of going across ways, it went up and down?
If it went up and down like a sine wave, you mean?
It could be like a sine wave, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking vertical.
So it just goes from top to bottom?
From top to bottom.
Sure, yeah.
That'd be crazy. That didn't happen.
It could have.
But it could have. That would have been crazy.
It would have been crazy, yeah. But what it does do is it sort of, it did do this, of course, before we standardized it in the kind of early 19th century.
Mm.
Before then, the equator warbled its way across.
It warbled, yeah.
It warbled its way
and
across.
And it kind of moved backwards and forwards.
Yeah. It was not so much a line as it was a kind of like a grey area.
Yeah, it was just a general feeling of like, I'm feeling like we're crossing the equator.
Yeah.
And you couldn't argue with anyone. You couldn't say it like, ma'am, we're in the Mediterranean. You'd be like, oh, yes, we are indeed. Everyone was just like saying, yeah, we are. This is crossing the equator now.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We didn't have a view from space, you see. The equator is very legible from space. You can see it very clearly from space, but, you know, in the 18th century and all before that, we just didn't have a good view.
Yeah.
Now, we tried certain things, of course. I do remember, it was a Queen Victoria, her whole plan was to fire mirror up as high as she could to see if she could see it from
20
there.
Feet. I mean, she was just throwing it up in the air. Yeah. And like, it was a big mirror.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge. And it was a one shot. You only had one shot at it. Because it's, you know, it was coming back down very fast.
There was no barrel. It was a one shot.
It was a one shot. But you only get one go at this. And
yeah,
the hubris of royalty, she wouldn't let anybody else throw it.
No, no, she was like, I know how to fucking do this. Would yeah. you piss off.
I know how to fucking throw
Albert. Yeah, get off me. Get off me. Get off me. No, you're making it worse. You're making it worse now.
No, I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing.
I've come up with this plan, Albert.
I'm taller than you. Surely I could. She's like, I've got the center of gravity.
Yeah, Albert was always lauding his height over people.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
make you better at the thing.
Most
Albert.
Of the time he was on a stepladder.
Most of the time he was. And he had lifts in his shoes.
Yeah. Up he'd go.
Little pneumatic lifts.
Yeah.
His were actually.
What floor? Is what he'd say to people. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was Albert, you know, always trying to get involved. So it didn't work out.
No, the marriage didn't work out because he died.
He died.
Yeah.
He died, unfortunately, yeah.
And she mourned him and tortured her children for the rest of her life.
Yeah, a beautiful story.
A beautiful story.
A wonderful story.
I'm feeling sad, so you have to feel sad all the time
Absolutely.
Now, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No joy in this house.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Oh God, yeah.
There's too much joy around. I don't know if you noticed this.
Right.
People are feeling very joyful.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I think in isolation, joy or happiness seems fine. But overall, you have to say things are getting worse.
Mm.
So is that because of joy? Could be.
It could be, yeah. So what's your campaign that you've been going around with? Instead of turn that frown upside down.
It's boo-boo for you. Just a boo-boo for you is what
just
I say.
Just a boo-boo for you.
Yeah, just... So the idea being you're kind of, I want you to be sad. Just be sad. Just yeah. kind of like boo-hoo for you would have been probably better.
No, but boo-boo.
But boo-hoo for you is already taken. But boo-boo for you, the URL was free. So we did that.
So yeah.
So that was one of the first stages.
Yeah.
And it is just, it's like, you know, when do you really look after yourself in life? Very often when you've hurt yourself.
Yes.
You know, so just don't hurt yourself, but look after yourself and be sad.
Yeah. Farmer Tupper is a big proponent of that.
Well, this is it. Do you know?
He'll roll his ankle and be like, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of myself now.
Absolutely. And he'll bet you money. He'll be like, how long do you think it'll be before I can get my ankle back into socket?
Yeah. And sometimes now, take care of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll grab for that shotgun and be like, listen. I'm like a horse, he'll say.
Yeah.
And
put me down. Please put me down.
Yeah.
I don't have another show in me. Don't make us go back into the fog.
Yeah.
Please, there's loads of space here in town.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like being a farmer.
I don't like being a farmer. I'm trying to be an actor.
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Mm.
It's the only thing that makes my heart sing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But people are like, well, you quit acting, you know, and changed your name to Farmer Tubber.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go back to being Daniel Day-Lewis, you got a long road ahead of you.
You do, yeah. But you've committed to Farmer Tubber.
Yeah.
And what about the Tubber family that you've, you know, obviously he didn't sire any of the children, but we found a family for him, you know, a foster family.
Yeah.
Found him a spouse. Found him a couple of kids.
Yeah. Made out of a spout and a couple of sinks. A couple of sinks. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, he's doing his best out there. He's doing his best. You know?
I mean, I don't know who we're arguing for now, because now we seem to be, you know, saying, listen, don't be coming down on Farmer Tubber.
No, don't come down.
He's doing his best.
He's doing his best out there.
But also, he's dug his own grave. So, but he's doing his best with this.
He's doing his best to dig his own grave.
Yeah.
You know?
He made his bed.
And it's made of straw.
And he's doing his best.
And he's doing his best out there.
Don't come down hard on him. But, you know, he deserves it because he's done this to himself.
He's done this to himself and he should be a little bit sad.
Yeah.
And maybe that's better off for him, is all I'm saying.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But well, I'm kind of selfishly saying this because I can't wait for next year's Wicked. I think that's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You reckon they're going to do Wicked?
It's either Wicked or Wicket.
Oh, yes. The Return of the Jedi musical.
Yes.
It's mostly just seeing what happens in the film along to the theme tune from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Anyway, navigation was very hard without a fixed equator. So they just decided, listen,
we need this.
Let's draw a line down the middle of it. And it was like one of those you know, sitcom episodes or The Money Trap. Do you ever see that film?
Never
the Money this. Pit.
The Money Pit.
Never Money Pit. It. No, I probably referred to that about five times on this.
Sounds great. I don't remember any podcast. Time. Of it.
But they, you know, you draw a line down the middle of it. So, and they're like, well, you stay on that side and I'll stay on this side. That old gimmick. Well, they did that with the Earth.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, everyone was stuck on one side. The Australians, they were like, we're down here.
Yeah.
Everybody has, you can stay up there.
Yeah.
It's us, South Africa, bits of Chile.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah, Antarctica as well. So the thing was, right, that solved a lot of the problems. But there was a small group of people that were like, Jesus, we loved the kind of chaos of this not being defined.
Mm.
We need somewhere. Like, you can't just get rid of us. We revel in this. So what do? We gave them the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle. Let's just take the old bits. There was leftover equator.
Yeah, there was. I mean, once you... once you
scraps of it, I was like, well, let's put that into a triangle and stick it over by Bermuda.
Yeah.
And...
That can be ill-defined. You know, we don't know the edges of that, really.
Ships will go missing in the middle of it and planes and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
So that's... And the island from Lost.
Oh,
they're
the
two places
Lost,
that got a little bit extra equator.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to put it somewhere.
Tried to shoot it into space, but probably got about 20 feet in the air.
That's about it. Yeah. Well, Victoria was in charge of that again. So they couldn't do it, but they were able to sort of drop it overboard when they were sailing up to the US. So they just sort of dropped it in. It actually ended up being something of a kind of... it was a line. It obviously wanted to find its way back to being a line, but they made it into a little triangle. And they...
Couple of
clothes pegs. They celebrated with having jam sandwiches.
Hmm.
In triangles.
Yeah.
And
that's the origin of Paddington Bear.
they're marmalade, I think.
They're marmalade, but they changed Paddington it. They changed it for the books.
Originally, yeah, it was jam.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, what is marmalade, you know? It's just orange jam.
It's just orange jam. Anyway, that's buy our orange jam.
Yeah.
Look what's after happening. Orange jam. It's
not
on the
marmalade.
Store. It's not marmalade.
Jam.
It's very similar to the whole champagne debacle. You can't sell marmalade unless it's made from the area of
Marmosets.
And we are making ours from mostly oranges.
Yeah.
So get some. Quick.
Get some.
It won't sell, but it'll go off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So make sure you get it quick.
That's the slogan. Well, that's about all we have time for.
It is,
this episode of Look What's After Happening.
Check us out on Oroctus TV. We should be on the best bits this week.
Oh, definitely. And until you do,
that's what's after happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the zone. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin Sheen became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.